Well, praise God. Amen. Are you blessed? Let's just sit in his peace here for a minute. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Jesus. Say, I thank you, Jesus, for taking all my sins. I thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, for your compassion, for the power of your Holy Spirit, for authority over Satan and principalities and powers. I thank you, Jesus. Tonight, your faith is in me, manifesting for your glory. We ask the Holy Spirit to teach, counsel, comfort, strengthen us tonight, that you may get all the glory, Jesus, and that we may go beyond ourselves into the supernatural. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give them a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Did you hear from Lois? Father God, we just lift her up tonight, Lord. And we pray over her complete body, Lord, where she fell. We break every power of you, Satan, away from her. Every sickness and disease has been broken off her. Every bruise, Lord, has been broken off her. Every bit of bleeding has been dried up in the name of Jesus from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you and I praise you as we all touch and agree that the fall no longer is bruising and hurting her and controlling her, but she's free in Jesus' name. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the gift of healing, flooding her right now. As we speak by faith in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. God wants to talk about preparation. And you know, everybody in the Bible, whether it was Joseph, there was preparation time. And you can come all the way down through Jonah and the people coming out of Israel and the apostles, there was a preparation time. The point God wants to bring out, don't be discouraged because there's a preparation time for everything. If you're in the fivefold ministry, if you're in a business, whatever it is, there's a preparation time. There's a training time. And so we're going to look at some scripture tonight, let the Holy Spirit speak to us and encourage us because sometimes we've been around maybe praying for a long time, maybe we've been in the Word of God for a long time, maybe it just doesn't seem to be happening. You're in preparation time. God's preparing you. God, the Holy Spirit, is preparing you. And whether it be in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we can't touch on everything tonight, but we're going to touch on a lot of things tonight. I know in the ministry me and Betty have been in, we've been doing this for 30 years, and 35 years, I guess it is, and it's a preparation time. Every time I want to quit, something unusual happens from God. God gives me a sign, that God's a God of signs and wonders, and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And just last week, he gave me and Betty a sign. We pay $6,600 a month here, and sometimes it's $7,000 or $8,000 that come in. And you go, gee, there was 40 people there. You know, but Sundays we get about 100 or 120 or 80 or whatever it may be. The point I'm trying to make is there's a preparation time. Well, God will, once he gets a hold of your heart, and the Holy Spirit is teaching you and counseling you, he won't let you quit. If you spend time sowing to him, and you because God said there's a preparation time. Everybody in my understanding of Scripture has a due season, and you're going to reap whatever that due season is. And so let's just look at some Scriptures and let the Holy Spirit. I do know, saints, that everybody goes through a preparation time. So God wants you to not to quit during this time. Or give up. or spend more time in praying in tongues or in the Word of God. Spend more time talking to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit's voice become real to you as he's guiding you. Because everybody, you may be prepared. You're thinking you're being prepared for this over here, but it may be God's different call altogether. Sometimes we get thoughts in our minds about what we want to do, and it may not even be God. But God eventually will turn that around, because let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. So your preparation time and your call, or what God would have you to do, business, marriage, fivefold, whatever it may be, will eventually seep into your mind by the mind of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Open, if you would, Steve, please, to Joshua 3:5. Joshua 3:5. Hallelujah. And Joshua said to the people in verse 5, hallelujah. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. That's a preparation time. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because God's going to do signs and wonders amongst us. As we get closer to what God would have us to do, whether it's the body of Christ. See, I really believe there's going to be a great revival before the return of Jesus Christ. And I really believe it's coming quickly. I believe as America and the world enters more into sin and approves sin and so on and so forth, I really think there's a great revival coming. Well, I don't think. I know there is. And I want to get ready, and I want to prepare for that. But that doesn't mean if you're in business, then God wants you to prepare for that, because there's going to be a blessing there. Wherever, God spreads out everywhere. It's not just ministry. It's not just a church. God wants to bless people. Amen? And so he's telling them here, and Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. So there is a preparation time. This is a short period of time, but I'm just trying to point out, every one of us have a preparation time. Get ready. Change your thinking. Renew your mind. You see, spend time in prayer. Spend time in praying in tongues. Prepare your heart. Get ready for signs and wonders going to happen in your life. The next place God wants you to turn is Isaiah 40, verse 3. Hallelujah. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the desert a highway for our God. Now, how do you prepare the way for the Lord? That means you let the kingdom have its way in your life. God works through his kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So if you're going to make it straight, you're going to prepare a way of the Lord, you got to let the kingdom, through the word of God, by the Holy Spirit, have its way in your life. So every time we're going to make a decision, every time we're going to do something, is it truly a law of the kingdom? Is it truly the Holy Spirit? That's how you make a way for the Lord. He works within his kingdom. He tells us to seek the kingdom. And so God wants you to understand, if you're going to prepare the way of the Lord, you've got to let the kingdom have its way in your life. Amen? Does that make sense to you? Hallelujah. It better. It's the word of God. And so there's preparation time as you seek the kingdom, as the Holy Spirit works with you. It could be 5 years, 2 years, 10 years. You see, we're all going to seek the kingdom, and we're going to walk in the kingdom laws. That's the Holy Spirit. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's our King. He's the King of kings and the Lord of laws. Amen? And so if you're going to prepare a way, you see, make a way for the Lord, you got to let the kingdom have its way in your life. And then you're going to have to find out, am I in the flesh or am I in the kingdom? Am I being led by the Spirit? And so God wants you to understand tonight, he's given this message because all of us, there's a time of preparation, and there's something coming in each one of our lives in the body of Christ, whether it's that body over there or that part of the body over there. There is going to be an outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Amen? But you and I have to work at, and the Holy Spirit will help us. He's a teacher of counsel, to let the kingdom have its way in our lives. Not the flesh, not anger or bitterness or unforgiveness, you see, but the kingdom way. Amen? That's how you make a way for the Lord. If you and I obey the kingdom, work at letting the kingdom have its way in your life. And there's many laws and many spiritual laws in the kingdom of God. But we're not left alone and left out there in the desert to work it out ourselves. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. That's number two. Praise you, Jesus. Number three, hallelujah. Matthew 6:33, we know what that says. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. You've got to let the kingdom have its way. I can't speak enough of this, saints. I think sometimes we drift away from that. We do it our own way. We do it because someone said something to us. But God says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. When you make a way for the Lord in your life and you seek the kingdom and the kingdom is working in you, there'll be tremendous things added to your life. The blessings of Abraham through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're in ministry, there'll be fresh anointing. There'll be the gifts of the Holy Spirit added to your life. And above all, the character of Christ, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That'll be added to your life. You can't do it by yourself. You got to let the kingdom operate. So you got to seek the kingdom. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. I want to make a way for the Lord in my life. I want to have him flowing through me. I want to be able to help people. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. Number four, Hosea 10:12. Praise you, Jesus. Sow for yourself righteousness, reap in mercy. Oh, we all need that mercy, saints. Break up your fallow ground. That's the reason why there's preparation time. There's a lot of stuff that's got to be broken up in our lives. A lot of flesh has got to be dealt with by the Word of God. A lot of meanness, a lot of bitterness, sometimes unforgiveness. A lot of times we just don't want to do it God's way. Break up that foul ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness on you. He wants to rain righteousness on you, right standing with God. All the things that we have in the kingdom, everything we have in Jesus Christ, he wants to rain righteousness on us. Amen? And so God is saying here, sow for yourself righteousness, reap in mercy. You're always going to have mercy every day. There's a preparation time, and we're being prepared to make a way for the Lord. But there's things in my life, things in your life, that need to be broken up. It depends on what background you come from. It depends if you came out of a divorce. It depends if you came out of some real hurts. We're going to have to seek and get God's mercy. We're going to have to ask the Holy Spirit to help us, let the kingdom have its way in our lives. And in doing so, you'll break up a lot of that ground. See, a lot of people having trouble receiving the financial blessings, the Abraham blessings, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because maybe bitterness, maybe anger, maybe you're complaining, maybe something's going on in your life that needs to be broken up. Amen? Hallelujah. All of us battle this. This whole journey of life by the Spirit of God. We come against all kinds of different things. Sometimes we respond to things in the flesh, and we don't respond by the kingdom of God. Every one of us can grow into a place where you can receive miracles, the gifts of the Spirit, the blessings of Abraham, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You can. But if you're not getting the things that God said that belongs to you, it's because God's breaking up some foul ground. He's taking the Word of God. He's breaking some things up. Amen? Some of us are bullheaded. Some of us just going to do it our way. Some of us get these ideas, oh, I think I'll do that. Well, you come to find out it doesn't work. Why? Because maybe you got ahead of God. Maybe it was God, but maybe you got ahead of God. Maybe there's some things in your life he has to break up. Maybe you're not as spiritual as you think you are. Maybe you're not leaning to the Spirit and asking him for teaching and counseling. There's many, many reasons, and God's not pointing a finger tonight, but every one of us, have some things to be broken up in us, saints. That's why some wait longer than others for the blessings of God. Because some people have more stuff in their lives, have more bitterness or anger, or I don't want to do that. And many of us are Jonah. I'm not going over there. They're dirty people. I ain't going over there and doing that. I want you to go there. No, I ain't called to do that. We say all kinds of things to God. I'll get on a boat or something and go the other way. Hallelujah. Amen? So we got to prepare our minds, Romans 12:2. Don't conform to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you know and prove what the perfect will of God is. Matthew 25, 1-13. Hallelujah. Then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, you got 15. I didn't say 15. I said 25, 1-13. That's all right. We'll get the board out after. Hallelujah. There we go. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Have you ever seen that in the body of Christ? Everybody wants your anointing. Give me a little bit of oil. I'm telling you, this means a couple of things. But what I'm trying to say is, if you're preparing for the great revival before the return of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to go through preparation. You're going to have the kingdom working in you, and you're going to have grow in the anointing, the oil of God. Some people see it another way. Go on, Steve, please. Hallelujah. 25:3-4. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. Have you ever heard people say, I've heard that so many times, the return of Jesus? He was supposed to come back 10 years ago. He was supposed to, and so on, and we stop our preparation. We stop letting the kingdom have its work in our lives. I'm telling you, saints, there's a great revival coming. There's a great revival coming. And God, the Holy Spirit in us, is the one that keeps us prepared and keeps us hungry in the Word of God, keeps us praying in tongues, keeps our oil going, keeps the fire burning. You see, God wants you to know that he may be delayed. Only God knows when he's coming back, Jesus is coming back. Amen? But you got to keep yourself prepared. You got to keep the Spirit of God flowing through you. You got to keep the kingdom operating in you. You got to continually make the way for the Lord so that he can have his way in your life. It doesn't take long to get off the beaten path, saints. The apostles had problems in Mark 16 when Jesus rose from the dead and he met with them and he rebuked them for a hard heart and unbelief. Just 3 days. 3 days. So if you don't keep the oil burning, if you don't keep the kingdom operating in you, if you don't get out of the flesh, and if you don't stay in the flesh, you got to get out of the flesh. You got to quote the Word of God. You got to keep yourself in the kingdom. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Where are we at here? 6? Go ahead, Steve. Oh. And at midnight, a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. See, I really believe, saints, supernatural things are going to happen very quickly and very shortly here. I really believe that. See, I'm telling you, because they want to make a way for sin, the president and everybody else, God's going to deal with them. Even the ones who approve it. If you don't keep the kingdom in you, there's a certain amount of Presbyterian people downtown that they want to license homosexuals, and there's a certain amount of the Methodists who want to do the Episcopal Church. 5,000 or 6,000 boys have been molested in the Catholic Church. You see, it's because you know what? We don't want to do it the kingdom way. The Catholics have their religious ways of doing it, the Presbyterian. See, we have to learn that the Word of God settles it. When God tells us to do something, God wants us to kingdom. He wants us to make a way in our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ so the Holy Spirit can flow through us. And all this stuff that's being approved, the governor up there in Colorado now, he's got them back in sessions. He's trying to get that thing passed up there. There's 41 states right now who won't pass it. And I believe, saints, that God's going to deal with this. I'm not going to come against the homosexuals or the lesbians, and I'm not going to throw rocks, and I'm not going to march against them. You see, I'm just going to let the kingdom flow in me. I'm going to keep the kingdom going in me. I'm going to keep the oil going in me so the Lord can guide my life. And my life is not to try to destroy them. But if they come into my face, then the kingdom wants to correct them, wants to tell them about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't go around saying he loves the homosexual, because he doesn't. He doesn't love what they're doing. Everybody wants to make room today. Everybody has a God with just love. We don't have a God of wrath. You see, we just have a one-sided God, just a God of love. And God is a God of wrath, too. He'll spank and correct me. He'll spank and correct you. Why do you think he destroyed the world with water one time? Because of sin. Sodom, Gomorrah, because of sin. God gets really, really moved when sin starts taking over. This is the end time, saints. When this kind of stuff starts happening, I don't know how long. I don't know if it's 100 years, 50 years, or what it is. I'm telling you, we're in the end time, because when this starts manifesting more and more and more, each state is giving in now. They're all starting to give in. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. Even the President of the United States. And even the Vice President. Because I've always thought of him as an airhead anyway, but nevertheless, he gave in. They're all giving into it. Well, I'm not giving into it. I'm not going to. God already takes care of it in Romans, the first chapter, doesn't he? And you know what he says in 32? He says, those who okay it will also bring it upon themselves. Those who approve it. See, if I'm a Christian, I'm going to have to look at the Word of God and seek God's opinion. God's Word is about on these situations. I want to keep the oil in me. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. You know, there's going to be many people that's going to miss a lot of things. You know why? Oh, I heard about him coming back, and I heard about this, and I heard about miracles, and I don't see this happening, and I don't see that happening. Usually people who say that, the kingdom don't have its way in their lives. And the Lord, they're not making a way for the Lord in their lives. They're making a way for themselves. We all want to make a way for ourselves. What's good for me? Jesus must become more important than you or me, you see, or the so-called church. So when you look around, you see all this. You can't stand there and name dates and everything else. But certainly, everybody talks about earthquakes and everything else. But I'm telling you, when that sin starts flooding states and governments and everything else and starts taking over, and we make laws for sin, we are definitely in the end time. It is not the kingdom way of doing things. And the people don't have the oil in their lamps no longer. I'm telling you, saints, God wants us to understand tonight that we're all being prepared. And although sometimes it's difficult, sometimes the journey hurts, we must hang on, we must pray, we must ask the Holy Spirit to continue to prepare us, because there's something good from the Holy Spirit coming from Jesus in our lives. All the people are going to have a chance to hear about Jesus, maybe through miracles. See, I believe that's one way God touches people and gets God's people's attention. The word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy and the discerning of spirits. The wonderful character of Jesus, of love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness and faithfulness and self-control. Most Christians don't have no self-control. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Well, if we let the kingdom have its way in our lives, saints, you're going to make a way for the Lord. And the Lord is going to be able to control your life by the Holy Spirit and tell you to go over here and tell you to go over there and tell you to do this and tell you to prepare yourself. And you'll hear the voice of the Lord. But once the kingdom is shut down, you're not growing, the kingdom don't have its way, it shuts the voice of God down. It grieves the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. The next one, we want to be prepared to meet evil. You know the Bible says prepare yourself to meet evil? Turn to Ephesians 6:13, if you would, Steve. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. See, prepare yourself to meet evil, to meet the devil, to stop the doubts from coming in your mind. You see what it says there? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done so, stand. So you're going to meet evil. And so God says, I'm going to prepare you. If the kingdom has its way in your life, I'm going to teach you how to put on the armor every day. I'm going to teach you how to let the mind of Christ come in. I'm going to teach you how to walk in the faith and walk in the power and walk in the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. I'm going to teach you, saith the Lord. The Holy Spirit is in us to get the kingdom flow. I'm going to teach you how the Lord can flow through you. He is Lord. He's our Christ. Amen? So there's going to be a time to prepare to meet evil. When you start coming towards the end time, you're going to meet people who have devils. And the evil one is going to try to overthrow you. He's going to find out if you truly believe that you're walking in the kingdom, that you're blood-bought, that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. These things are coming. They have been going on for some time, but they're going to get more intense. See, you're going to have to show the devil that you have the authority. He has none. That's why Jesus went out in the desert by the Holy Ghost. He had a relationship with the Father. He only said what the Father said and done what he saw the Father do. When the devil spoke to him, he knew it wasn't the Father. Because he only done what he saw the Father do and what the Father said. Amen? That's the way the kingdom operates in our lives. That's that preparation time. So we don't hear no other voices. My sheep will hear my voice. But you see, if the kingdom's not operating, you can't have 70% you and 30% kingdom. You got to eventually work and prepare yourself that the kingdom flows because you're going to meet evil. That's the reason why our prisons are overloaded. That's the reason why the state hospital is overloaded. That's the reason why counselor's office is full of Christians trying to find a way out of their mind problems. Evil has overtaken their minds. Evil has overtaken their bodies. People ought to be hearing these messages and becoming a doer of God's word, letting the kingdom of God have its way in their lives. If you don't, saints, I'm telling you, he'll creep into the body of Christ. That's why the Presbyterians in trouble, the Methodists and the Catholics and the Episcopal churches, and I don't know who else. That's why they're in trouble. Jesus is not first. The kingdom is not alive. Now, I don't mean all of them, but some of them. We have made a choice to license homosexuals. That's what's happening. You're licensing sin. I'm telling you, I really think the church is the blood-bought church, is the church of Philadelphia, and that we are going to be taken out of here, and then the end's going to come. But there's going to be revival first. He's opened the door for the blood, for forgiveness. The Church of Philadelphia in the book of Revelation, some people don't believe this. Some people think we're going through it. Well, you can believe that if you want to. I'm not trying to make you believe something that you don't want to believe. If you choose, you want to. Just think. How is God going to get us out of Christ? Christ is in the heavenly places. We are in Christ. How's he going to get us out of Christ and cause his spirit, who restrains things, to go through that stuff? How's he going to do that? The point is, he ain't going to do it. This is coming. The Lord wants me to bring this out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, well, he's talking to the church at Philadelphia in Revelation 3. And turn up verse 10. I ain't going to go through the whole. Put Revelation 3:10, if you would, Steve, please. This is the blood-bought church. This is the pure church. Now, some people don't agree. Revelation 3:10. Because you have kept my command to preserve, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. He'll keep you from that. See, we're the blood-bought church. We have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We are the body of Christ. We are kings and priests. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit restrains. So if we were here, the Holy Spirit could restrain you of the devil or the Antichrist from doing anything to you. Because he's in us. Is that true? So he can restrain the Antichrist. But we're not going to be here. We're going to have a great revival. Then we're going out of here. And then someday we're coming back with him. See, I believe the Philadelphia church is the church we're talking about today, that's blood bought, sins forgiven, kings and priests, the body of Christ with him being the head. And I don't believe we're going through it. Now, if you want to believe that way, that's fine. I don't know how you can be the temple of the Holy Spirit, be in Christ, Christ be in the heavenly realm, and get you, or the spirit of you, out of Christ to have you go through that. See, I'm convinced by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, that there's a time of preparation. Preparation for the revival. Preparation for the return of Christ. To lead thousands to Jesus. To do miracles and signs and wonders as God's kingdom moves through our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is a God of signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if the kingdom has its way in our lives, if you let the Holy Spirit prepare you, you're going to have your season. Whatever that season may be, God's got something planned for all of us. He's got something planned for the church, the body of Christ. He's got many things planned for individuals. But the kingdom has got to have its way so the Lord can have his way in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, this will go up on the computer there and go on the line there, and people will say, I believe we're going through it. We'll go through it. I'm out of here in the first load. When I hear him say, come up here, I'm going up. I ain't getting a shovel and digging, go down. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is saying, get ready. There's a time of preparation going on, and people are rejecting it, saints. People are all wrapped up in getting the gays rights and everything else and all these things that are going on in religious things as the Presbyterian, the Methodist, the Catholics, the Episcopal Church. Now, that doesn't mean all of them now, but whoever's chosen that. You remember he told Lot, get out of here. Get out of there. If you hang much longer, you see, they would have had sex with them, and they would have been included and been destroyed. But he said, when you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. Isn't that normal for somebody? I want to see what's going on. God is very specific when he starts talking to us. That's why he was specific when he built Noah, had told Noah to build that ark. God is specific. He's not sloppy. He's not in and out. He's not like a yo-yo. He's not like us. We go into a restaurant, you see, and we go into those cafeteria styles, and there's people here who don't like Crate of Faith cafeteria, that they don't want to eat that. So I'll go over here, and because he ain't so loud, and they don't. We choose and pick. The kingdom don't have its way. We haven't made a way for the Lord in our lives. We haven't called upon the Holy Spirit. We're not going through preparation no more because it turns out it's about us. You know that? All of us go through this. And I'm not putting myself, I have been through it many, many times. And God is very, very faithful. All you got to do is say, I don't want to, help me, Jesus. I don't want to do that. I don't don't want to go to Nineveh. I don't want to go here. I don't want to go there. I ain't called to do that. I don't want to witness. I don't want to spend time praying in tongues twice a day. I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to. Hallelujah. I'm talking, saints, there's a preparation time going on right now. And we can miss it. We can stop getting the oil. We can, you see, you're not going to be able to borrow, saints. This isn't like going to Chase Bank, and who wants to go to Chase anyway? But anyway, this isn't like going to Chase Bank and getting some money. Those people don't know how to handle money. $2 billion Charlie. Praise God. Turn, if you would, Steve, to 2 Kings 4, 3 and 4. Second Kings 4, 3. And he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, and then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. Preparation time, there's a fullness of God coming. Next one, did I say? Oh, 3, 4? 4, 4. And when you have come in, you see, we're going to shut the door. You're going to put all this preparation time. I don't have anything. God tells you how to do it. And there's a preparation time to get the fullness of God. You see what that says there? Can you catch that? Some people can't understand some things in Scripture. Can you understand that, dear? Good. Praise God. So when God tells you it's preparation time, he's telling you to get out and get filled and fill up everything, because it's not going to run out. Once the abundant life runs, once the kingdom has its way, once there's a way for the Lord, the preparation time determined by God, it's going to flow to you. The Abraham blessings are going to flow. The anointing of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit are going to flow. Everything is going to be full because you allowed the preparation time. You allowed God to have his way in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, I know you'd love this, so praise God. Ellery, go tell him about preparation. And I said, what about me? I need to be preparated. Hallelujah. Hey, Jeff. Hey. Jeff's in there filling himself with the oil. Praise God. Spirit to spirit. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let the kingdom have its way. I don't care how much it stretches you. I don't care how far out it moves the pegs. Let the kingdom make a way for the Lord. Let the kingdom have its way in your lives. Amen? I'm telling you, saints, there is a great thing coming from God on this earth. Once sin has invaded so much, the power of God's going to come on this earth. I mean, it is right now, but more. Spirit to spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Our spirit knows us and the Holy Spirit knows God. All the information is being fed to us. God wants to encourage you tonight. Let the preparation time have its way. Let the kingdom have its way. Make a way for the Lord. Your flesh may fight it. Your mind may be enmity against God. You may want to give up and quit. You may not want to do what God's asking you to do because you can't see how it's going to work because it's spirit. But let me tell you something, saints. There's a preparation time. You see it all the way through Scripture. And because of the way sin is growing today, and everybody is getting in, not everybody, but a lot of people are getting in favor, governors and presidents churches are getting involved in this sin thing that's moving across America. and has grieved the Holy Spirit. And I don't know when God determines to stop it or what he's going to do, but God knows. You can almost see going back to the days of Noah. Amen? Sodom and Gomorrah. When the church is out of here, it'll be destroyed. Because the Holy Spirit restrains the Antichrist, restrains the devil. That's the power in us. And the principalities and powers. Amen? Hallelujah. So don't quit. Don't tell your relatives. Pray for them. Tell them it's a preparation time. Some people, you can't get them to hang in there. But God's an encourager. And God is specific. When he tells you to do something, it's not cafeteria style. It's specific. If you're getting two or three vibes from this voice you're hearing, it ain't God. God makes sure that you hear it and understand it. Amen? Hallelujah. Those who want prayer, come up here right now. We'll anoint you and pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to make a way for the Lord. Lord Jesus, you are our Lord. You are our Christ. We call upon the anointing of your Holy Spirit to touch each one of them, whether they come up front or sit in the pews, Lord. Touch each one of us. Give us a revelation, Lord, of letting the kingdom have its way in our lives. Help us, Holy Spirit. And as I touch each one of them, I ask, Lord, that you meet every need they came up for, Lord, releasing their faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ. For we as human beings cannot do anything, but the Holy Spirit can touch them, bring to their remembrance everything you said, Jesus. Take from Jesus and give to these people, Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in this church, what you're doing in our lives, in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, in Jesus' name, Lord. Let her be encouraged tonight, Lord. Oh. Ooh, ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come over here, dear. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Pray in Jesus' name. I break it, every bit of your power, Satan, in Jesus' name. I remove every doubt in Jesus' name. I thank you and praise you, Lord. He's free, spirit, soul, and body right now as I release my faith in Jesus' name. Release my faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Remember last week she came up here with a sore ear or throat or something or whatever it was? She was telling me tonight it left when she went home. Can you give a lot of clap offering for that? Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Let her receive a fresh anointing, Lord. Oh, an impartation into her life, Lord, from being in your presence, Lord. A fresh anointing. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Supernatural, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Spirit the Spirit, yes. Spirit the Spirit, yes, Lord. All through their minds, all through their body. All the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The peace of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see a curtain. It's in purple in color. And it's not quite open yet. It's not quite open. So God would say, wait, prepare. Get your hearts right. Get some things right that's got to be got right. And before the curtain opens. When the curtain opens, you'll know. And you'll know exactly what it's opening to. You can be here in Colorado and see it opened for you to go to Denver or overseas or whatever it may be. And so, but the curtain's not open yet. So God said, be patient with him. Let the preparation time take place in your life, because the anointing that's going to come upon you, it's going to be something that's going to have to settle in you, and you're not going to have to be able to, you cannot grieve the Spirit. When that anointing comes, you can't play with it. But God says you're going to become very serious about God, very serious about his Holy Spirit, very serious about your call. It's actually going to change your lives in some areas that God said it needs to be changed. But God says, prepare, get ready, because God is going to do it. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch the both of them, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing, Lord, upon my brother and my sister, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. One more. Hallelujah. Praise. Yeah, it's free. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother, Lord. Spirit to Spirit, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. Can you sense his presence? Lord Jesus, we just love you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we are being prepared for the great revival, Lord, before your return. We don't know when it's going to begin. We know it's been happening over different churches and different people, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that they'll come out of the barrooms, Lord. They'll come out of sin, Lord. They'll come out of the places that the devil has held them in bondage, Lord, because of your love and your power and your anointing, Lord Jesus. We just exalt and lift you up, thanking you, Lord, that we are the blood-bought church, Lord. This is the door you have opened for us, Lord, and we have stepped through the door and received you as our Lord and Savior. We are washed in your blood, Lord. We are the temple of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, before your return, Lord, a great revival. Open to all those, Lord, who want to receive you as their Lord and Savior. We see people coming out of wheelchairs, blind eyes being opened, Lord. We see the blessings of Abraham flowing like rivers of living water, Lord, through you, Lord Jesus Christ, into our lives. We see promises that we've read about and never seen manifested. We'll see manifested. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, as I pray over the Presbyterian Church, the Methodist Church, the Episcopal Church, the Catholic Church. There'll be a great move, Lord, in conviction of the Holy Spirit, Lord, upon these people, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, as we pray, Lord, right now, Lord. We pray for ourselves. We pray that we'll be in and be obedient to the kingdom within us, Lord. We will make a way for you, Lord. And that way, Lord, that you can just, we can do the same as you done, Lord. And we can see you doing things, Lord, like you saw the Father doing and you saw the Father saying, Lord. We will see you doing, Lord. We'll see you saying, Lord. And the Holy Spirit will prompt us, Lord, to say what you're saying and to do what we see you doing. It's visionary, but we expect a great move, Lord, of your Holy Spirit in the body of Christ, in the world, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, and we ask the Holy Spirit to continue to help us and help us to prepare for the great move of your Spirit in each one of us and in the body of Christ. It's in Jesus' name that we ask this and pray in the holy, blessed name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Shake someone's hand. Say something nice.